So I have a question for you guys, right?
Okay.
I want to ask about Ilobola from the view of like the patriarchal side. Are men still obligated, or do you think men in nowadays, in like the 21st century, have a choice whether or not they want to pay? Or do they do, like, does the woman expect their partner to pay it?
I really don't think it's up to the men to decide that. As much as we think that we are going to move towards a more equal society and stuff, it's not up to the men to decide that.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's sad to, I mean, to think of it that way. And as you said, like, yeah, well, that's what I think. I don't know, what do you think, Nate?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. Hey, I think right now more families are very like liberal in terms of like the times. Mm. So I know when I talk to like my generation, a lot of people are like, yeah, Lobola, I'm not sure I'm going to pay it. Yeah, because I feel like it's a scam. Nah. But I, right?
Later. I just did a face.
Yeah. Right. But definitely, I think, as the time goes on, I think we might get to a point where Lobola is not a thing.
For who?
Or probably a choice.
It's not up to you guys, though. This is what KG's saying.
But that's the thing. I'm not saying
like
that.
Like, you can't say that. I could say that. Mm. Like, you can't be the one that says, like, when you, like...
But to, is it up to you as well?
Isn't it up to your family? It's up to my family. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's up to me.
But that's,
because
that's
I'm the one that goes to my dad and says I want to get married. Yeah. And basically how I sell my guy will be a huge determinant in how those negotiations are going to go. So if I imagine if now you have a daughter and then you raise her, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and then your belief is that as part of tradition, as part of culture, that the guy who's going to marry your daughter must come lobola you. And then she comes to you, she's like, oh my God, like, daddy, like, no, like, they're not going to lobola me. Like, no. Like, wait, no, whoa, hold up. Like, you can't just, it's just, there's so much wrong with it. I think that's the problem with westernization and especially young our generation, because what we think of lobola is what we started off saying in the beginning when KG was like, it's just a way for a family to get money. Yes. But the thing is, we're the ones. Yeah, money making.
Money
making. I'm sorry. Wow. I'm not the very I'm not very good at phrasing words, but
so I think that we're really the problem with our generation, and even with the generation that precedes us, even our parents are found caught with this at times, where we forget our roots. And that in essence is the problem with lobola, in that we have forgotten where it comes from and the symbolism that is attached to it.
You see, but that's where I find the difficulty now. When do you say that we are progressing as a society? And when are we saying that we are sort of assimilating Western culture? Because with Western culture, like something like liberalism, like the fact that we are getting enlightened in like stuff like feminism, like patriarchy and stuff, right? When do we now know like whether that's legitimately, that's something legitimately coming from a place of us as people saying that, okay, lobola in the future is gonna look like this? Or how do we know that we're not colonizing, we're still colonized in the way we're thinking of how, because I think that's the difficulty in this entire thing.
And definitely there'll always be the tension between the generations, obviously. Because as we go forward, stuff will deteriorate, like culture deteriorates because we are progressing.
But that's the thing, I have a problem I have a problem with the word that you choose, and even you saying that culture is deteriorating. It shouldn't be deteriorating. It should be what's it like, transforming, that's the word I'm looking for. It should be transforming with the times. It should not be deteriorating, because the minute that you lose the foundations of where the culture comes from, there's nothing wrong with the fact that lobola has changed from cattle to money.
True.
The problem is the action and the intention that's behind.
I agree with that.
The family sitting and asking for that amount.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the problem that I have. But I just.
It's a very scary thing.
I actually have a question. Sorry, now that you were talking about Western culture and it's changing and evolving. Mm. What about our LGBTQTIA community? What
is that, what in terms of Lobola?
In terms of, Lobola,
LGBTQIA plus.
Yes.
Oh, what's the plus for?
Anyone, it's fluid.
Oh yeah. Yes. So your question is, if
so now let's say we've got two guys.
Yeah, and they're getting.
Or rather, because we were going with the girl's family is the one that gets the lobola. What happens when you've got two women? Because funny enough, a friend of mine. This is no joke. A friend of mine from high school is on the verge of getting married. And she's lesbian.
Okay.
Open. Told her mom about it. And she put a status today saying that she is saving for Lobola. And I was like, woo!
How do you decide that?
Like,
it has to do with the couple.
Yeah, I guess.
The partnership, definitely. It has to do with the partnership. Like, you'll make a conscious decision.
Yeah. Because, sorry.
Yeah, you make a decision, like, who wants to. Like, it's a choice. Like, you don't. Yeah. Like, you're not obligated to do it. But if you want to pay, like, respect to your partner and their family, then you can do it.
I think in that sense, because it sort of assimilates what it was supposed to originally. That it's not an obligation, but it's a sign of appreciation. Mm.
Yeah.
So I think in a way, like, that sort of, like, ties in with the message of what it's supposed to look like. Yeah. I think, in a way.
You know what's weird, though, is because I don't know if it's just me. This statement might be problematic, but you know how in same-sex relationships, there's always the one that takes the patriarchal role. So now it goes back to that question of...
I was about to say that. But
yeah, like, but you didn't want to say that.
I can't say that.
Yeah, but also, like, it's what we. I know it's. I did even say that it would be a patriarchal. It would be a problematic
make
statement.
It less problematic.
But listen, this might be what the viewers are actually thinking, like, because we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we seem to think that there's always the patriarchal one. Is the one that's gonna pay the lobola. So now what happens? I know it's problematic, but listen.
Like, no,
nah, he doesn't.
But I'm playing devil's advocate. Yet. This is not even devil's advocate. It's just a question.
But I think in African culture, I think maybe that's how they would look at it.
If you think about your parents,
that's how they will look at it.
Don't play that card, because you know the parents are, like, very backwards, and parents, like.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
If like two guys were dating, you know, our parents would be like, "Songbona intombazana apha." You know they'd say that.
Translation.
Yeah, but that's
they'd basically ask, "So who's the girl in the relationship?"
Actually, it's
very
that.
Problematic.
I actually
but
understood. That.
I know it's problematic, but it's something that's gonna be there. So what happens in a situation like that? Now, what's even more interesting is now you're gonna tell your uncle that, listen, I need you, because it's normally the uncles that
go. You have to approach your uncles to do it.
Now you're gonna approach your uncle or your dad and be like, listen, pops, man, I need you to go talk to my girl's family, because I want you to marry her. Like, I would love to just sit in on that conversation, just to see how they would react, because we are so resistant in our culture in things that we say are Western when we want to be, because when the money side of it comes into play, all of a sudden we're fine with accepting the money and the cows. No, we'll take that away. Yeah. But the minute that we say we're accepting that same-sex marriages do occur, now Western all of a sudden. When we go,
Bums is making a face.
I don't know how I feel about this chat.
But it's something that it's like.
But
why not?
Bumsy, like, don't you think it's something we should talk about? Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's something that we need to address, and I feel like
if not address but dissect.
Yeah. I mean, if I feel like, especially because we have you to, like, offer a perspective on this.
Yeah, guys, I don't know. It's a very tricky topic, eh? Because, you know, we like to assume stuff, right? Yeah. But, like, we need to know that each family is different. Yeah. So, of course, it might be hard for a person to open up to their family in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. But for other people, their family might be, like, extremely accepting. Mm-hmm. But, no, so it's very hard to, like, gauge whether or not, like, it's a argument to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good point.
Anything else?
I don't know. I think maybe like we can just leave it at this. Like, yeah. I mean, we don't have to have all the answers. No, I think it's just
we don't have all the answers.
And actually, the viewers should be like, contributing, guys. Please contribute.
I also want to know what their comments are going to be with all my problematic statements that I've.
Hey,
I think we are. What's our time?
Just happy that's not me. Like, for once, that's not me making problematic statements.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you just gotta throw a spanner in the works and see what people are gonna say. Yeah. Because that's how you learn, huh?
Finally, are you guys gonna expect Lobola from your daughters? Like, are you gonna expect your daughters?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I honestly wouldn't. I don't know. I honestly wouldn't. I wouldn't expect my daughter to pay.
Not your daughter. Oh, I mean, to receive.
Someone's going to receive.
No, what I would do, I wouldn't actually. Maybe just to honor culture. But if I were to get it, I'd probably like just give it to them so that they can.
But that isn't
also. But that's what they normally isn't do. That what's though. That's traditionally that's what the Lobola.
The wedding, yeah.
I don't want it. Like, I wouldn't want it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to pay for the wedding.
Yeah, but it's supposed to pay for the wedding. Like, it's not for.
It's not like a
it's profit. Not for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so do you see what I'm saying? But like, as we go forward, like Lobola might become extinct.
But it can't get extinct, though. Why is it getting extinct? Let's just leave this conversation.
It's painful, but literally.
Extinct.
I get Boomzy's point.
Yeah, guys,
because more people are
going
to be thinking like KJ, like you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, hey, but
no, if you want to keep it, you can keep it.
So
I'm just saying.
If like the child, it won't be like as like, Lobola, it must happen before a wedding.
But it's not like that liberal. Right now, though.
I agree with you. Okay, maybe we should say
but
it should
But we can't
happen.
Say it's going to get predominantly extinct. If it does, then that's our own fault. And the thing is, the more that culture disappears and the more we integrate into this white colonized
thing.
Life... is where we lose ourselves. And then we always complain, our kids are so white. Yeah. Of course they're white, because now we
doing
ourselves
things,
are even doing the white things and saying, no, I don't mind if I don't get labeled. You should mind. That's what I'm saying. You should mind when someone who's taking your daughter, who you raised well, feels like they should not be paying.
Yeah.
Because it's not that you're paying for them. No, you're meeting the family. We discussed it when we defined this thing. You're meeting the family, getting relations. You're paying for the wedding because that is in essence what you're doing. It doesn't matter that the transaction in terms of the money is going to the bride's family and they're the ones that are paying for it. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're paying for your own wedding.
Yeah.
And what you're saying basically to the bride's family is that, listen, this is how much I value your daughter. This is how much I appreciate you rearing them. And on top of that, I can take care of her.
Oh.
Because that's what you're saying. You're saying that I can take care of your daughter.
I can
financially provide for her.
Which
is what Lobola is supposed to symbolize.
Yeah.
This is what I meant when I said the problem with Western culture is that with us assimilating into it, we're forgetting the... roots
purpose.
And
love
the purpose
it.
Of what
I
it
totally agree with
that's Amen. That's the problem. That's why I'm saying it cannot and should not and will never be extinct as long as strong black women also go and tell their men that listen, you're gonna pay my family.
So just one more question. So in the place of true love now.
Yeah. Wait, what?
In the place of true love and you literally are in love with this person, you have like with your entire being, but you don't have the means.
Don't get
to
married.
Lobola. Then what two can must happen?
I disagree with you.
Why? Can I tell you why?
Because now that's
based
what
on,
it seems
based,
like.
Based on what we're saying, what Lobola symbolizes. Okay, number one, we've got this really bad habit where we measure your relationship according to marriage. Marriage is not the be-all and end-all.
Yeah.
You don't need to get married for you to be hopelessly in love with the person. The problem is that we're jumping to things before they are ready for us. if you do not have money to go into the marriage, as in to pay for the wedding, which is what the lobola money is for, you also don't have money to
what happens to family pressure.
That's the other
what
thing.
What family pressure?
Wow, fat and sit all the time.
Why are you fat and sitting?
Because for me, like...
No, I'm being genuine. Why are you fat and sitting?
Yeah, the thing is for me is... when it comes to... The thing is for me is that we need to start, like, defining what marriage is. Because are we talking about marriage in the sense that... I know, for me as a Christian, right? What marriage is you coming before God and before witnesses and saying that this is the person that I want to spend my entire life with, right? So when you're talking about marriage in the sense of you don't have enough money to get married, you don't need money to get married. It's just a cultural thing that we've done. It's a societal thing that we've constructed that you have to have this, you have
but
to
so
have this,
is religion,
have this,
though.
Have
I'm going to throw a spin in.
Okay,
so
no,
is
fine.
Religion.
Oh, what? How in religion do we need money?
No, what I'm saying, it's not that in religion we need money. Religion is an assimilation of this
society.
Thing. Yes, it's a social construct to control us. But what I'm saying, like, like Mbumzi there, just go straight into
already
take you to church.
Yes. So let's just wrap it up.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up.
Another one for another day.
Thank you, Tulisa.
It's
okay. Let's wrap it up now.
Being contentious as usual. Yes.
Babes, wow.
Cool, so that's lobola, ne?
Yeah, man. So if you enjoyed the conversation, hey, man.
Like, share, comment, subscribe.
These are the kind of conversations we have every single, like,
day. We on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher for Android devices. And also follow Zande, Pumzi's channel.
Yes, Zande on YouTube, our YouTube channel, Zande, Zande.
They were speaking about breaking the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's your next one coming out, Pumzi?
Tomorrow, actually.
What's that one? Okay. We're looking out for that one.
Yeah.
Zande, I'll probably put a link in the description.
Yeah.
So follow that. Also follow Decent Easy, our sister club.
I think it's Zoe
Sister Club with
now.
Guys. Yeah, just follow them as well. So
yeah.
Thanks guys, thanks for listening. This is Stupid Geniuses.
KG the One.
Nate here.
And don't forget, this is not a podcast, it's a
conversation.
Boom.